This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two new members of the Steamboat Springs School Board were sworn in at Monday night's board meeting. Jane Toothaker and Kim Lemmer replace outgoing board members Katie Lee and Cresta Brinkman, whose terms ended this fall. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight. Public hearings include a discussion on a property tax for funding fire and emergency medical services and a discussion on extending a waiver of temporary storage for the historic Marshall House. The Battle of the Badges is underway. Steamboat Springs Police Department and Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue are having a food drive for Lift Up of Rout County. Food and non-perishables and also monetary donations are being collected at Safeway and City Market and Walmart in Steamboat Springs. Money's also being collected for Lift Up's housing and utility assistance programs. There's a QR code to donate on the events calendar on our website. Steamboat Resort has announced the promotion of Pete Bly to Vice President of Finance. Bly will serve as the resort's top financial strategist, overseeing all financial activities. Bly steps into the role previously held by Roger Lewandowski, who has been named Vice President of Finance for the Rocky Mountain region at Alterra Mountain Company. The Rout County Farm Bureau has their annual meeting. It is happening today. Discussion items include the Colorado River Compact negotiations and the Shoshone Water Right Update with Raquel Flinker, the Director of Interstate and Regional Water Resources for the Colorado River District. Meeting's at 5:30 today in the meeting room at Mountain Valley Bank, 2220 Curve Plaza in Steamboat. A Rout County public foreclosure auction is at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. Register at the window of the Public Trustee Treasurer's Office at the historic Rout County Courthouse. One item is on the list this month. We hope to see you at the KRAI Holiday Drive anytime from 6 in the morning till 6 at night this Friday, December 5th, Centennial Mall in Craig. We have a list of things needed at KRAIRadio.com for the Interfaith Food Bank, Christmas for Kids, Christmas for Seniors, and the Humane Society of Moffat County. Cash is always welcome, and checks can be made out to Moffat County United Way. It will be divided evenly. Everything collected stays in the Moffat County community, and thank you to Memorial Regional Health and Bank of Colorado for sponsoring this year's holiday drive. We'll see you on Friday. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.